This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. We are now boarding the Bipolar Express.
Chugga up the hill, puffing and chugging, you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety clickety clackety click.
Love that song. Yes, I do. I know you do, train. Hey, Greg, how are you? I'm fine. Hi, Mike. Good to see you. Hey, it's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, what's a while? I don't know, 10 minutes or so. He walked out and he's back. Anyway, hey, welcome aboard the Bipolar Express. And as, you know, we've been talking about that Black Bart on our show, and because we're interested in history. We've talked about historic dogs and, well, hey, I've been still reading the Hutchings magazine, Scenes of Wonder and Curiosity in California. I found myself reliving the life of California in the 1850s and 60s. It's kind of like I'm a time traveler. It's a good descriptive, you know, writing can do that for me, I'll tell you. Vivid descriptions of the abundant salmon and giant trees and gold and flowers and the Native Americans. Oh, man, they are amazingly brought to life in this collection. And part of California history, by the way, includes honeybees. Bees. Now, bees, I just assumed, were everywhere in the world. And I guess I very uneducatedly thought all bees did honey and all that. Well, that's obviously not true. And let me tell you about, let me tell you about the bears and the bees and the flowers and the trees, a moon up above. And a thing called love, yeah. Oh, and I looked into your big brown eyes. It was very plain to see. It's time you learn about the facts of life, starting from A to D. Oh, yes, the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. Hey, what would we do without them? And I'll tell you, I can't really live without love. That's for sure. Hey, anyway, the fact that honeybees were imported to California, that caught my attention. And I figured bees were everywhere. But maybe, I don't know, thought maybe they brought them in because there was more agriculture and stuff like that happening. Actually, more like gold digging. But hey, that may be. But not all bees are honeybees. Yeah, okay, sorry. Get carried away with my ignorance there. But there is big bucks to be made producing what? Honey, lay a little honey on me. Hey, the honeybee is not native to North America either. It was introduced from Europe for honey production in the early 1600s. My wife's ancestors were beekeepers. Ooh, that's amazing. And they were here in the 1600s. Hey, they were introduced from Italy in 1859 and later from Spain, Portugal, and elsewhere. And the foremost common species of honeybee originated in Africa and entered Europe in two separate migrations. Now, African bees, they tend to be defensively aggressive too, so. But, you know, common pesticide damage, they damage the honeybee's ability to fly. And a study by UC San Diego said it raises concern about how pesticides affect honeybee pollination and long-term effects in the health of honeybee colonies. Now, previous years, research has shown that foraging honeybees that ingested neonicotinoids,
Hey, flip that cigarette butt out in the bay, baby.
Pesticides and crop insecticides that are commonly used in agriculture were less likely to return to their home nest, leading to a decrease in foragers. And you know, it's scary to realize the importance of bees in our cycle of life. You know, even that Jay Steyer, who he dropped out of this crazy race that's going on right now, before he dropped out of the demo race, he said, as a result of climate change, the California bumblebee is set to become an endangered species. Now, these insects are, you know, a key part of our food supply, and their decline could disrupt the entire agricultural industry. So, I got to say, a few years ago at the Kate Wolf Festival, I heard a duo, J.T. Nero and Allison Russell, and they are now the Birds of Chicago, but they were singing about the death of a colony of bees. An interesting subject for a folk tune. Really, it caught my attention. You know, it asks, how did this happen? How is it still happening? So let's hear this song from J.T. Nero and Allison Russell.
Everyone came down to see Mrs. Abernathy's bees. They were all dead on the ground. The workers, the drones, even the queen. My best friend, sister's daughter, she could not stop crying. She said, I told you this would happen all, but none of you would listen. First the bees died, then the flowers, then the trees. Como le paso mi Salvador? What's happening? Set these things in motion. Oh, he lightly. Oh, between the buildings, give us ice cream. Mama, we're dying. World War. Good war. Everyone knew what to do. All the boys knew what they were dying for. I put $2 in a tip jar while you were making espresso. I thought you saw me do it, but now I don't know. And I need you to see that I'm a good person. Como le paso mi Salvador? What's happening? Who among us set these things in motion? Your sister, who is to blame for this feeling shadows on white gold vermilion. Como le paso mi salto? What's happening? Who among us set these things in motion?
Before that thing's even over, I gotta tell you, hey, what's happening? How is this still happening? What's happening? Who among us set these things in motion? Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, mama. Give us ice cream, mama. We are, you know what? Whoop, 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 whoop. Hey, back in time, back in time. Hey, by the way, this is Trained Singer and Greg Shindell, and we're on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, right in Willits, California. Now, so let's go back in time into Hutchings again, magazine, and scenes of wonder and curiosity, and the first bees to arrive in California when everything was wonderful and pristine and there were no problems with pollution. Okay. During the month of February, 1853, Mr. C.A. Shelton, formerly of Galveston, Texas, started from New York with 12 swarms of bees, in which Commodore Stockton and G.W. Aspinwall were interested, and arrived in San Francisco during the month of March following, with but one live swarm. This he put on board a steamer bound for San Jose. En route, the steamer burst her boiler, and though Mr. Shelton was numbered with the dead, his bees escaped uninjured and were taken to San Jose. And of their increase, we are not fully advised. But in the fall of 1854, Messrs. Buck and Appleton of San Jose received the next swarm, which was brought to California. And during the fall of 1855, Mr. J.C. Harbison of Sacramento, who was thoroughly acquainted with the habits and treatment of the bees from an earlier period of his life, sent east for a swarm which arrived in Sacramento February 1st, 1856. Now, most of the bees had died during the passage, but enough, however, remained to prove that, with careful handling, they could be successfully imported and allowed to propagate in California. And having full confidence of this, he returned to the Atlantic States in the spring of 1857 and prepared for shipment 67 swarms, with which he arrived in Sacramento December 1st and of the same year. By the March following, the effects of the voyage reduced them to 50, at which time they were again reduced to 34 by sail. And during the ensuing summer, 1858, he increased those to 120, and in the fall sold all six. Now, I can go on and on about how this just grew and grew and grew as the popularity of honey. So there was another little thing. I'm going to skip by this because I don't want this just too much like a history class, folks. This is supposed to be fun and educating yet at the same time, right? But, you know, the climate of California back then, is peculiarly adapted to bee culture. For while a swarm in the Atlantic States does well when it produces two swarms and from 25 to 30 pounds of honey, in the vicinity of the Sacramento River, five strong swarms can be made from the one that will yield surplus honey during the season, which may be set down as from the latter part of February to the 1st of November. 8 months! 2/3 of the year! And there's not a month in the year but what they may be seen out of the hive. All things considered, California, as a honey-producing state, has no equal. The climate is not so warm as to melt the combs, and so mild are our winters that the bees can work during the entire year in the valleys. And during about 2 months in the rainy season, they do not collect quite as much honey as they consume. But during the remaining 10 months, they are constantly accumulating a surplus. Isn't that fantastic, folks, that actually bees were brought here, honeybees? They weren't here to tell. A little bit of history on the Bipolar Express. I just can't help myself. You may get a little bit more of that. Birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. That's what I'm talking about. So, hey, let's move right along here to turning the page of my giant book here. And what an amazing environment we had back in the 1850s. I mean, unlimited forage for bees. And there were clear rivers and oceans and lakes and valleys and forests. And
be good. Be happy. Be smart. Be quiet.
Be safe. Be here now.
Behave. Hey, you talking to me, Greg?
Oh, well, sort of.
Be you, Greg. Be you, Train. Bzzz. Hey, be kind, Gregory.
Okay, Train. So, I see you brought a guest to ride with us today on the Bipolar Express. Oh, why, yes, Mike, look, here he is.
Oh, hey, hello.
Hello, Mike, I've heard a lot about you.
yes, well, I have to say, I'm going to introduce him right now. This is the very man called Hobo Stubbs, or Stubby Ties. It depends on where you find him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Train. You too, Mike. You too, Greg. Hard to tell the difference between you two, but it's okay. Hey, I'm glad to be riding with you guys. Yeah.
Well, I ran into Stubby on the at the Skunk Depot, man. He was playing his ukulele and blowing his whistle. I see you brought a bunch of whistles in today.
I sure did. Yes, I did. Train, once I had a wooden whistle. And you know what? It wouldn't whistle. And then I got me a steel whistle. My steel wouldn't whistle. Then I got me a tin whistle. Now a tin whistle. Hey,
you cut that out. You cut that out, Stubby. That's one of my jokes. Oh, okay. Hey, since we're talking about whistles, you know, how about you just pull out a couple of those whistles of yours and demonstrate to our radio listeners here in Little Lake Valley, what you got?
I said, okay. I'll be glad to do that. Here I go. That's the sound of a steam train. Oh, that hurt.
Stubby, you take my breath away.
I've never heard anything quite like that. Well, I'll just like it, Train. You know, I blow my whistle all the time. I get kind of excited, too. I feel kind of excited right now. Hey, I got this, too. Oh, hey. Well, look at that, you know. You got yourself a ukulele there, too. Yes. I was going to play my harmonica, but I see you got one of those, too, and I wouldn't want to step on your toes, Train. Hey. I'll remind you there, Stubby, you're on the Bipolar Express. This is the radio. This is KLLGLP. We're at 97.9 FM right here, right where you are. I'm so glad you're with us. Yes, I am. You know, I got to ask you, you got this special name. That I've heard your name, Hobo Stubbs, and a.k.a. Stubby Ties. You know, I got to say, Stubby, they kind of sound like handles to me. Well, yeah, Greg, you know, they kind of, because my real name is Ignatz Tossoff, you know. What kind of a name is that? That old woman, I can't believe she did that. But so you can see why I go by my handle, Stubby. Man, you know, when I was a kid, the kids called me Iggy. I didn't care much for that. Well, they called me Nat, you know, Nats. Hey, Nats, Iggy, Nats. You know, but then I had my accident. See here? Oh my God! Oh, I can see why they call you Stubby. Oh, four of your fingers are cut off at the first knuckle.
That's right, yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, that was something. Gosh, Stubby, or Iggy, or Nate, Nats, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you, I was hanging out at the depot and out in Fresno. I was drinking beer. It was afternoon. Why, I saw some kids out in front of the locomotive putting coins on the track. Well, the passenger they were sending the train. Well, I watched them for a while, and then, hey, I decided I'd put a couple pennies on the rail myself. So I decided to finish my beer up, and well, I jumped down from the platform next to the tracks right there on the ground, and I was on my knee, and I put three pennies in a row, and well, I was about to place the fourth one when it slipped to the other side of the rail, you know. So I had to kind of crawl over there and reach over to get it. And as I did, I was coming back with the pin, I heard this lurching sound. Oh, my, the steel wheel rolled over my fingers. Oh, my God, Stubby. Oh, what a story. Yeah, I'll tell you, didn't hurt at first, but boy, when I looked at the tips, wow, they were gone. And the ends were like flat and white. And then they just opened up and there was these four spray blood things coming out. Like it was like a fireboat spraying in the harbor. And when I went to look more closely, I sprayed all the blood over my face and my shirt, my hair. Enough, Stubby, stop. Please, stop it. Stop it. That's horrible, I agree. Yeah, I was pretty freaky, but... Hey, but now I play the ukulele. You know, it's only got four strings with these little stubbies. Why? Hey, don't forget Django Reinhardt. Boy, he could play up a storm now, couldn't he?
Whoa! What a story, Stubby.
Yeah, Train. He really. Where'd you?
Yeah, he sure is.
Hey. I see you're holding your ukulele.
Why, yeah.
I have a train song for you. Actually, I have a couple train songs for you, train singers. You know, the first one, kind of an instrumental. And I don't know why, but I think of a toy train when I play this song. So I guess I'm going to call it a toy train.
This is called the big locomotive. Yeah.
Woo.
big locomotive coming down the line. Woo! A big locomotive coming down the line. The rhythm of the driver just to keep it time. Woo! A big locomotive coming down the line. Woo! Pulling up the whistle just to make it rhyme. Humming of the drivers just to keep it in time. A big locomotive coming down the line. Now, here we go.
Oh yeah.
Woo. A big locomotive coming down the line. Ooh, a big locomotive coming down the line. And a hummer dappy dappy did the keep it time. Oh yeah, locomotive coming down the line. Hey. So just to make it rhyme and humming of the drums just to keep the time. Whoa, whoa, big locomotive coming down the line.
Yeah. Well, that's terrific. Hey, don't you think so, Greg?
I sure do.
Stubby, you are remarkable. I can't thank you enough for stopping in and riding the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 right here in, you know where, Willis! So, Subby.
Yeah, man.
Where to next? Well, I thought I'd try to play at some of your local live music spots. You know, any suggestions?
Well, you know, I know the Brick House, they love to invite traveling entertainers. And, well, then there's that North Spur Brewing Company. I got live music down there, too, and sure could use it. Like, what you've got is just tops. And, of course, don't forget the Shawnee Pub. Well, they'll open their doors to you anytime, I'm sure of it.
Hey, well, why don't thank you guys? You know, maybe I'll see you there, you know? Hey, you guys got a couple bucks? Just a couple bucks. I give them all. Hey, you know, Tubby, you will take care of that guy. Hey, you know, wow, I'm hoping to have some more special guests. I hear there's Harmonica Harry coming in maybe one of these weeks. Boy, he's about as crazy as Stubby, I'd say. Okay, now, but speaking of that, the Norsper Brewing Pub, I hear that Malachi and Forrest Goliath will be there on St. Patty's Day, the 17th. And I'm going to tell you, these guys do Irish. You can even catch Shindig at the office over there in Ukiah on the 14th as well. Hey, we've got great music in this town. And hey, Greg, you know what? Yeah, Train. That Stubbs got me all fired up to play, you know, a couple tunes myself. You know, but I think I forgot to bring my guitar in here, so I may have to go out and get my guitar. Here I go. I'm going to go out and get my guitar. Here, I'm talking. Now, this is okay. It's all right. Mikey, you don't have to cut this off. I know I brought it.
Here he is. Get out the car. Bird, I'm out here. Mikey's in the studio. It's all part of the show.
Here comes the guitar.
Here he is. I'm all right. MRI, that's what I mean. Yeah, you know, we have a lot of fun down here at Hometown Radio. You can come in and have fun, too. You know, if you want to be on this show, by the way, ain't not a tough thing to do. Come down here at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, you know. Leave a message on our machine at, 459-KLLG. You know what I'm saying here? Okay. All right. So, I'm back. So, I'll be riding. I wanted to say that I'll be riding on the Skunk Train out of Willis is Saturday. We leave at 10:30. So, and by the way, if you come down here, don't forget to ask for your locals discount. And that's for Mendocino County, Humboldt County, and Lake County. And that can save you some money, even though the ride isn't that bad this year. So, and by the way, Malachi, the singing conductor, he will be there on Sunday, starting at 10:30 the same time. So, I'm going to play a couple of these songs, and then if we have time, we will. How much time do we have right now?
30 minutes.
Oh, this is wonderful. I can do this whole show then. So, Greg.
Yes. I want to play a couple of Train songs. These are ones that I play during the week. I know you've heard them on the radio, but, oh, come on. They never sound the same, do they?
this train, she's bound for glory. Woo! Bound for glory, this train. Oh, this train, she's bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the Russian. Oh, la, la. We're bound for the glory. Good time a train. Hey, this train's a good time train. Yeah. This train, she's a good time train, a good time train. La la. And my mom won't blow this train. Woo! This train be singing and dance on this train. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy train. She's bound for the glory now, this train. I always like to make a point of playing that when I'm on the train. It just has that energy to, oh yeah, and so, and when I see those pretty girls, I always have to play this one too. Oh yeah, come on baby. I'm standing on the corner with a low down blue, with a big hole in the bottom of my shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Dog. I won't be your man at all. And let me be your salty dog. Whoa. Hello, Sal. I know you. Holding the stocking without you. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Whoa. Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all. And let me be your salty dog. Here we go. Whoa. Look out, baby. Oh, yeah. That's right. And I'm down in the wildwood sitting on a log, figuring out drinking out of hall. And let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. And I won't be your man at all. Come and let me. I pulled a trigger gun and said, go that shot land over in Mexico. Let me be your soldado. Throw me a kibble. Throw me a biscuit, please. I'll tell you, I'll throw him a fish. No, come on. Be nice. Who are you talking? I don't know. Like, oh, you know what? Did you just see that? Matt probably didn't notice, but I put this rack on, and as I did, I made a funny gesture toward my head, which was actually me trying to take off my hat, which I generally wear. It's a habit every time. Anyway, I'm certainly ready for the train or something. Something to take me away. Hey, let's get spiritual here. You know the gospel train's coming. I hear it close at hand. Here the car was rumbling and rolling through the land. Come on, get on board, oh, little children, get on board. Get on board, little children, I run for many more. Coming, coming round the curve, putting on its steaming brakes and straightening every nerve. Now get on board, our little children, get on board. Get on board, little children, there's room for many more. Get on board, little children. Get on board. Get on board, little children. A room for many more. Oh, the gospel train is coming. Hear it close at hand. Hear those collies rumbling, rolling through the land. Come on, get on board. Get on board, little children. Come on, 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 come on. Get on board. Get on board. Get on board, little children. Come on, little children, I don't want any more. Oh, you can tell how excited I am, can't you? Yeah. Okay. Hey, as yes, I'm looking really forward to riding that train this season again. Yes, we're riding at a Willits. I ain't going to make it, Greg. Anyway, Saturday morning. Hey, so, you can tell I've been hanging out with Gregory for quite a bit lately, and, you know, singing his songs and telling his stories. And, yeah, well, it's been good, though, right, Train? Oh, you bet, Greg. I love you. I love your music. Oh, I love yours, too. Okay. Hey, don't forget, you're on the Bipolar Express, and people are listening out there. Aren't you? Hello, are you listening? Hey, are you listening? Are you driving? Are you awake? Wake up. No, go to sleep. Gently. Oh, hey, you know, I'm going to take advantage of a little bit of time. I've got some songs I want to play. I've been playing with myself these songs for some time now, and I really want to let it out. But before I do, if you recall earlier in the show, we played a tune by J.T. Nero and Allison Russell and with his partner now. They are now called the Birds of Chicago. But as a songwriter myself, I have to say I really like the sound and style of a couple of these other ones here that I'd like to share with you. This guy has a way with words. His images, they're very dreamlike. I'd like to play a double play right now of J.T. Nero and Allison Russell from Birds of Chicago. The first one will be called Mountains and Forests, and the second will be called Oh, Sunny Day.
Hand of the farmer's daughter. So baby, you would be wrong to think I'm easily amazed. I hold out for surprises. I do not hope to be saved. Play it close, I'll let it in. Receive it, hold on, taste it, release it, release it, release it. Mr. Disciples. They were all in a circle with their arms around each other. They were singing, "Hold me closer, tiny dancer." And in this dream, I believe there would be some answers to many so long hidden questions. Sleep last night and I dreamed of nothing. Oh baby, don't you know it's hard for me to say that I'm sorry.
There are mountains, there are forests, there are tiny electric sea horses. Now you can't believe too many things at one time. Wake up in the morning, cry. There are mountains, there are forests, there are tiny electric sea horses. Now you can't believe too many things at one time. Wake up in the morning,
I'm weary just trying to believe the sun on my skin. I'm just trying to believe the sun. Skin, I'm just trying to believe the sun on my skin. I'm just trying to believe the sun.
Hey, I believe the sun on my skin, boy. I was out there a little while ago, and I tell you, it was hot. That sun be hot. Well, that's a couple of my favorite folk singers. And if anybody out there, by the way, wants to come in here and play along or bring a CD in or recite some poetry, please, my show is wide open for that, obviously. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck with me, 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 or me, me, me.
That's right. Me, Train, and I, we kind of dominate. We have big egos. But we are very much together right now.
Hey, I guess I'm going to get to, we've got some time before we arrive at Grange Central Station. What do you got? 10 minutes. Whoop-de-doo. That's great. I love it. That means I get to play my stuff, folks. So if you were enjoying the show so far, well, I'm going to be playing now. So you've got the option of just turning me off. But that's okay. I will still be on. Play on. Grr, grr. Go, stop it. This is a fun song. It reminds me of spring. Ha, whoa, whoa, yeah. Ah, having too much fun. That's what it's all about, right? Woo. Sunshine, new dawn, sunshine, you with me, you with me. Birds on trees standing two by two, and then they fly so high, just like you and I. And there's no need talking, our eyes tell us all we need to know as we go walking. We believe it's happening. Oh, we believe it. It's happening. Ooh, believe it's happening. Love all day. I love all night. Oh, love all day. Love all night. Apple blossoms and pine cones and skies of blue. Sometimes clouds go sailing on over. Ooh, and now the full moon, she's rising, oh, shining through the trees for you and me, you and me. There's no need talking, our eyes tell us all we need to know as we go walking. We believe it's happening, believe it, oh, it's happening. Love all night, I love all day, love all night. Sunshine, find you and me, you and me. Birds on trees standing two by two, and then they fly so high, just like you and I. Apple blossoms, pine cones, and skies of blue, and sometimes clouds go sailing on through.
she's rising, shining through the tree for you and me, you and me. And now the full moon, she's rising, shining through the tree for you and me, you and me. Hey, and there's no need talking, our eyes tell us all we need to know. As we go walking, we believe it's happening, we believe it's happening. Oh, believe it's happening. Love all day, love all night. Love all day, love all night. Love all day, ah. Love all day, love all night.
Yeah, I love the part about the love all day and the love all night. Oh, geez. What if we thought about it? You know, hey, I tell you what. Let's think about love all day and love all night and all between and upside. Whoop. We get carried away with that one. But anyway, you know, as they say, position is everything in life, right? How about have love on top tonight and maybe on the bottom tomorrow? I don't know. Whoop, there go his glasses, but that's okay. Hey, you've been having a good time today, Mike.
Yep.
I've been away too long. Where have you been? I can't recall. But it was away. Away. Yes, this is Greg Schindel and Train Singer, and you're right. Why does he call it the Bipolar Express? Hey, I want to leave you with some good vibes here, folks. Don't you just stand there with your arms at your side. Lift up your face and look to the sky. There's a sun and a moon and there's green all around. Grab onto yourself, swing your feet from the ground. And get back to your easy swing living. Easy swing living. Your easy swing of living. Think it's not worth it? Cause you're alone. Sick and you're tired and you don't have a home. Oh, think your best thought, what a beautiful sound. Grab onto yourself, swing your feet from the ground. Get back to your easy swing living. We are easy swing living. Easy swing of living. Day after day, we struggle along. You know the things we can't do all bring us down. Oh, don't wait till your heart can't hear a song. Grab onto yourself, swing your feet from the ground. Get back to your easy swing living. Easy swing living. Oh, easy swing living. Easy swing living. Minute to let our lives grow. Put a smile on your face and let your light show. sing to your neighbor, he can't put you down. Grab onto yourself, swing your feet from the ground. Get back to your easy swing of living. Easy swing of living. Oh, easy. Oh, easy. Easy. And I mean that, get back to that easy flowing swing of living. Carry that all through the day. Things aren't as bad as they seem. And if they seem that bad, get back to your easy swing. I know, sometimes singing a song makes a big difference. I was substitute teaching the other day at the Bechtel system, and those kids were, you know how they are. And I got out my ukulele, and they all quieted it down. They kept talking, but they were on task. We must be getting close to the end of the show. Hey, I know he's left by now. I want to say thank you to Stubby and his wonderful talents. And you know where you've been? You've been on the Bipolar Express. I said the Bipolar Express. KLLG. LP 97.9 FM radio, radio, KLLG, LP 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. Hey, I want to thank Mike Burgess for being today. We had a breakdown, we crashed our train, but by God, he put the wheels back on, and we'll be here next week. Maybe Mike not, but I will be. With a wee 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 wee.